If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors. And for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
Think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
But we're going to take the beginning of this song.
Okay, Joey pals.
And do it.
Tonight is the Tina Turner tribute
then
band.
We're going to do the finish.
Over at the Palm Springs Downtown Park. But all week we're playing the real Tina.
What is this,
Turner?
Private Dancer? Private Dancer?
No. Rolling on the River.
Oh.
Proud Mary.
Listen to the story.
So tonight, meet me over there at 7 o'clock. Let's crank it up. I love this one.
Working for the man every night and day.
Ike and Tina.
And I never lost 1 minute of sleep.
And I was worried
about the way that things might have been.
You know that
big wheel keep on turning.
Great stuff.
Proud Mary, keep on burning.
Make it hurt.
And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Wonderful. I got to tell you, Ann Greer is here, by the way.
Hi, Joey.
Hi, sweetheart, from the Palm Springs Air Museum. So when I was filming Dirty Harry with Clint Eastwood, something must have happened to the licensing because we were in a strip club in San Francisco. You know the story. Dirty Harry, the original one.
Yep.
And he walks in, and there's Lola, the topless dancer, who was right above my stage where she worked. And the bad guy discovers that Dirty Harry, that Harry's following him, that whole scene. So it takes all day, right? That's why I love radio, television, and movies long time. So I had to sing sing Proud Mary 40 times.
Oh, my gosh.
My little band and I. And all that's left in the movie, by the way, is my long legs. I ended up on the editing room floor. But I sang Proud Mary so many times. Then something happened, and they didn't get the right clearance, and they put in another song.
Oh, my gosh.
It isn't even me singing. So now I would show my grandchildren. Those are GJ's legs in the strip club, right? My daughter'd say when her babies were little and I had them, she'd say, "What are you doing, Mom?" I said, "Oh, the babies and I are up in my big bed, Grandma's feather bed, and we're watching." She said, "You have my children watching Dirty Harry?" I said, "Well, we're just waiting for my part where my legs go." I never fail to remember that when I hear Proud Mary. Great, great memory. Look who's here to share it with us. Ann Greer from
the Palm Springs Air Museum.
Boy, you got a lot going on.
We do.
So it's, today is May 4th.
Yep, May 4th.
Tell me.
Okay.
I'm ready to write.
All right. Well, first of all, next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend on May 15th, is Palm Desert Resident Day. And basically what this is that the Palm Springs Air Museum is open and free for anyone who lives in Palm Desert. So this includes, you just have to show driver's license or a utility bill in case you're a snowbird or part-time, you know. And then you get in for free. So we're very pleased to partner with the city of Palm Desert and offer this to everybody. And of course, now we have the new Jim Houston Pavilion that's open that has the stealth bomber. So we've got 91,000 square feet of hangar space, you know, climate-controlled hangar space. And we're just so proud of the new pavilion.
Yes.
And so, you know, it used to take 2.5 hours to see the museum. Now I recommend people, you know, save at least 3.5 hours. And this is basically just to go through and quickly peruse things. That's not even being able to read all of the displays or all of the signage that goes with the airplanes and everything. Because we've got over 70 aircraft, you know. 70 aircraft, over 70 aircraft. We might be up to 75 or 77 now. Well, the cars vary. You know, Bob Pond, his collection was sold off. Mm-hmm. But we actually have some Mustangs there, or at least they were there the last time I was in the hangar. There were the Mustangs, vintage Ford Mustangs, I guess to go with the P-51 Mustangs. Yeah. So there's always something new. You never know. We have a Star Wars X-Wing full-scale model, which is fun. You can climb up and pretend that you're... So there's always something new. And, of course, we have the Warbird rides, for sale. And, we've got Memorial Day Flower Drop is back to normal.
Okay, so that's 5:30.
That's on Monday, May 30th. That is correct. And we'll have several aircraft flying. We will have the Bearcat visiting, and we'll have our two T-28s, our two P-51s, our P-63 King Cobra, Pretty Polly. Yeah, that's the name. And we'll also have, returning this time, is the PB-4Y Privateer.
I don't know what that is.
That is a very large plane. It sort of looks like the B-29. I mean, it's large in that aspect.
Uh-huh.
And so it's one of the very few flying in the world. So that will be visiting.
PB.
PB4Y Privateer. I don't know. I'll come back and tell you next time.
P usually means pursuit.
Yeah, but PB4Y.
PB4Y.
It's
who knows?
I actually flew in it. So what actually inside looks like a bomber. I mean, you know, it's larger than the B-17, but it's on that scale. And it's very, very long, very, very noisy. So we had to wear headphones.
Wow.
You know? So that will be there flying in. And we are getting very, very rare occasion, but the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles called up and is bringing out, which they hardly ever do, they are bringing out of their museum on display at the Palm Springs Air Museum Franklin D. Roosevelt's and Harry Truman's armored presidential limousine. And that will be on display.
Wow.
So we're really excited about that.
They're going to drive it out of, I guess, of course.
Well, I don't know. I know
maybe
they may not drive it.
Truck it. Yeah.
They might truck it.
Yeah.
The question is whether or not the engine is in it.
Exactly.
And I don't know that the engine is in it. We'll have, and of course, we'll do 3,000 red and white carnations, and we always add some roses for our Gold Star families. Now, the Gold Star families are the families locally in the Coachella Valley or in, you know, local areas that have lost someone. So, for example, Hunter Lopez
yes.
is included in that.
Refresh my memory. White carnations go for
the white carnations
red
are
for
basically for Korea Vietnam going backwards
okay.
and the red carnation
Vietnam
yeah and the red carnations are for Desert Storm
coming
Afghanistan
forward from Vietnam
yeah yeah
okay
the more recent conflicts
and bring your Kleenex
yes
bring now
your Kleenex.
I want you to talk the Joey Pals through the logistics of where to park, what time to get there, because it's very well attended.
It is very well attended. Parking is free. It's regular admission. There's no upcharge or anything to come into the museum. We are suggesting or recommending that you buy your ticket online. That will make it a bit faster. So the people who've prepaid will have their own separate entrance to come in.
What time should they get there?
Well, the museum opens at 10 a.m., and we call this a Memorial Day airfare and flower drop. So the flight exhibitions are going to start probably at 9, so they'll be flying by 10 a.m.
I can see them from
and
my
we'll
house.
Have, yes, you can, because they go
right over there.
And we'll have Heatwave Jazz Band.
Wow.
Will be performing. They usually perform either at 11 or 12. We'll have children's activities. Harpo the Clown will be there.
Oh.
And then the flower drop ceremony. That starts at 1 o'clock, where we have the processional with the B-25 coming out, and we've got the color guard, the Pledge of Allegiance, and all of that. And then they load the roses for the Gold Star families and everything. Then after that, the fighters will take off to do the missing man formation.
Goosebumps.
And because we now have the stealth bomber, so we're trying to get into the late 20th century. You know, as mm-hmm. opposed to the vintage warbirds, there will actually be, the flowers will be dropped, released from a Chinook helicopter.
Oh.
And this is courtesy of one of the local firefighter companies.
Oh, how exciting.
So we're excited about that. And of course, with the helicopter, you get better leverage on where they land.
Yes.
You know, it's not as dependent on the wind.
Yes.
So anyway, so we'll have lots of fun activities.
Bring your children, take your children, teach them. Freedom is not free.
No. So we'll have food vendors.
Tell me about the food. I'm getting hungry. Tell me.
Well,
you'll
have
to
come and find out about the food.
You're not going to tell me, huh? She's not going to share.
But we do have our Victory Squadron.
What's that?
Cafe. That's our cafe. And so they come out, and we've got some great new merchandise in the gift shop. Oh yeah. And you know, we have a new logo now that's very it's based on the stealth bomber. So
I must have seen it.
Well, no, we just released
it. Is it on your letterheads and everything?
It's not on the letterhead. Oh. Well, unless you got a letter from us, but I don't think you have.
I've gotten your press releases.
It's on the press release. Then the new logo is on the press release, definitely.
Wow.
And anyway, so we're really cool about
stealth.
That. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I call it the patriotic center of the Coachella Valley. And this past weekend, over the 29th, 30th, and the 1st was Stagecoach. It was the White Party. Mm-hmm. All kinds of people in town. And I always tell my Airbnb folks, if you only go to one tourist attraction, it's either the top of the tram or the Palm Springs Air Museum, if you only have time for one. And people who, especially the older folks, the World War One,
mm-hmm,
Two,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
They love the Air Museum. But it's great to take your kids.
Oh, yeah. The kids love it because there are no ropes preventing you from getting close to the aircraft.
That's right.
And that's really wonderful. And we do have, you know, if you're tall enough, you can go inside the B-17. Mm-hmm. You can go up inside of it. And we have the C-119, which is the front of this huge carrier cargo plane that you can go inside. You can go into the cockpit. They've got lots of stuff. So that's a real favorite thing. And then we have some other cockpits that you can go into that are designed for people to go into.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we've gone over the 15th of May.
Mm-hmm.
Palm Desert
Residence Day. Yeah.
And we talked about the new Jim Houston hangar, the stealth.
The stealth bomber, yeah. We've got lots of great interactive displays on the walls that talk about the technology of stealth.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went all over the 30th of May, Memorial Day. Mm-hmm.
Memorial Day flower drop, absolutely.
No, what's the whole title?
It's called the Memorial Day Airfare. And flower drop, and fair is F-A-I-R. Yeah.
Nicely done. What's your title over there still?
Oh, I call myself public relations liaison.
Oh, P-R.
Yeah, PR/advertising liaison, LIAISON. Most people forget the second I.
How do you spell it? L-A-I.
No,
L-I-A-I-S-O-N. Yeah, I wouldn't have spelled it right.
And then I also help write grants, so.
That's, oh my stars, mm-hmm. That's an inch thick of paperwork. Bless your heart. Mm-hmm. Well, good patriotic visit we had building up to Memorial Day and celebrating in 10 days, whatever. No, not that long. Mother's Day.
Well, 10 days will be the Palm Desert Day.
That's right.
Palm Desert
but
Resident
Mother's
Day.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is this Sunday.
This Sunday.
The 8th.
Remembering your mom. How long is she gone now?
Oh, 5.5 years.
Gee whiz. Our special friend, Anne
six and a half
Greer,
years.
From the Palm Springs Air Museum.
PalmSpringsAirMuseum.org, O-R-G. And remember, all kids get in free with paid adult admission. And this is ongoing over the summer.
778-6262.
And follow us. We have a YouTube channel. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you for stopping by. Bless your heart. If you're near your phones, Joey Pals,